Brenda was out with the GAA Mums in Whitehall in Dublin last evening, Brenda.
I certainly was. Mothers of GAA players are no longer confining their support to making the sandwiches.
Hope not.
Cleaning the kit.
Hope not.
Providing that taxi service.
Hope not.
Instead, they're coming off the sidelines. They're actually getting on the pitch as part of a nationwide movement where over 6,000 women are participating in the Gaelic for Mums initiative. So it's Gaelic number 4 Mums initiative. And myself, of course, being a mum and a celebrity banishteur, may I say,
yeah,
decided, you know.
Mind you, not a winning celebrity banishteur, but that's just for the record.
I lost to Dana, okay? And we won't bring it. Okay, right, not a winning celebrity banishteur.
Nor was Dana in the end.
No.
anyway.
However, you know, I did feel hard done by, but we won't go over that whole thing again because it'll only bring up a lot of pain. But as a celebrity banishteur and all, I've been out, I've been training, I've been, you know, looking at how the, you know, the men's team in particular train. So I went along to Columbkill's GAA club in Whitehall last night, and a couple of interesting things first and foremost. One thing is the training session was on quite late. It was on at 8:30 and normally it's actually on at 9:00. And that's to accommodate the fact that it's mums who are out training. So they need to come home. Mm. They need to get, you know, they need homework has to be done, lunches packed, dinners, kids down. By the time they actually get it together, it's kind of the only time that would suit them is kind of later. And I was kind of going, God, yeah, that makes sense because that's the only time I'd be able to get out. And the second thing is, when I went to drive into the car park, it was chock-a-block. This is a Tuesday night. It's January. There were loads of teams out training. It's Dublin GAA, alive and kicking, etc. So it was massive. But this is a nationwide campaign. Over 6,000 mums all around the country are now getting involved in this. And the aim of this is to get them off the sidelines and onto the pitch and to keep maybe women involved in Gaelic football from when they start out, you know, playing quite young in the underage teams, right through that there's something for them as they continue along. But the thing about Gaelic for Mums is it's fun, it's exercise, it's interactive, it's not very competitive. Now, I'm sure some of the mums teams will ring in and go, hello, we're very competitive. But really the aim is it's not that competitive. They have provincial blitzes and they have one national blitz, and some of the teams were out before the main event of the All-Ireland in Croke Park this year. But it's kind of a fun, interactive event, and you have women of all ages there. I mean, we had some grannies there last night in Whitehall, and they're all part of it. They enjoy the banter, they enjoy the crack, they enjoy the exercise and the slagging. So I went along and I said, God, aren't they all marvellous? Like Grey's Anatomy was on last night. Desperate Housewives was on last night. And I said, girls, you'll have to forgive me, I'm a bit late.
I said that now, I'd be accused of stereotyping women and their television viewing habits.
I know,
and what
they
do in the evening time.
Yeah, but I brought
that. You've just done it.
I've just done it, but I'm allowed to do it. And I brought that point up to them. And they said, Brenda, we've recorded it all, so we'll see when we go home. But I went there and I said, oh, I'm sorry, girls, I'm a bit late. You know yourself, I had to go home, the homework, I had to do the lunches and blah, blah, blah. And not one ounce of sympathy. And they all went, yep, we're all mums. We're all in the same boat. So I said, right, well, let's see you training then. Let's tell us why you're involved in this. What do you like about being part of the Gaelic for Mums team?
My name's Pam.
Have you children involved in the GAA here in Whitehall?
I do. I have 4 children involved.
Right. So what did that mean for you?
It was just being a taxi. Yeah. Every Saturday, every Tuesday. Well, I'd run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for years. Ferrying them all over the place, going to lots of different parts of the country. It was just like we were watching the kids playing and two of the girls came up with the idea, why don't we try? And then one night we were saying, like, see how many we can get. On the following Monday, we organised a time and we had 90 women up here. And I don't think anyone could actually believe how many came up.
Why did you have 90 women coming up? What was it that you were tapping into?
We were tapping into a bit of me time for mammies. Also. Yeah. And grannies.
And granny.
But also getting to know about how to play the game, you know, the rules involved, everything.
Did you ever play Gaelic football before?
No. This is now going into our 4th year and I still can't play. But I come up every week. But you come up every week, you just love the banter and they keep fit, you know, it was fantastic.
What position can you not play in on the field?
I can't. I like playing goalie. You just play any position. Mm. Whatever position you're told to go in, you play. Whether you're playing it right or wrong, you just play.
My name's Joanne Kelly.
So, Joanne, you're relatively new to the Gaelic for Mums. Tell me why.
Well, I actually used to work nights and I lost my job in June, so this was the perfect opportunity. So to get out, and I knew a lot of the mums from around the school and the faces and whatever, so just to come up and mingle and socialise and have the crack and the banter, as the girl said.
You lost the job, and has this in any way cushioned it a little bit or given you something else to think about at night?
Oh, definitely, because my job was, I'd done it since I was 16, and it was a social job that I had, so I would have been sitting at home kind of. I didn't know what to do myself in the evening, so this was a great outlet.
And then, of course, you've got the support and the friendship
oh,
of
yeah, definitely.
The gang here.
Definitely, yeah. Are. They're very good. Great nights out.
I'm not hearing much about football.
Oh, the football is brilliant too.
Hiya, my name is Karen Lines.
And Karen, have you children involved with the Gaelic Football Association here in Whitehall?
I do, Brenda. I've a son, 11, who plays for the under-12s. Yeah, well, I played camogie as a kid and haven't played sports, as you do. We park everything when the kids are babies, and some of the mums dragged me along. Just haven't looked back ever since. We have a great laugh. We've all got our ups and downs during the week and we carry each other through it. But the one thing you do learn when you're playing is you stop shouting as a parent from the sideline, because you realise the work you're putting in on the pitch. You're running your backside off and you go to your kids' matches and you just admire them. You don't shout at them anymore.
So when your little fella was on the pitch before this, you'd be saying, get into him,
oh, I was a raving lunatic,
you.
Just like my mother and father were. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But now I just button up. It's amazing how much respect you have for the kids when you have to play yourself.
Alan Wade, Dara Giles. Okay, you're the mentors for the ladies here. Tell me, what's it like training these women?
Our biggest problem with all the other girls is they talk an awful lot.
Right.
These girls, when we tell them to do something, to be fair to them, they knuckle down and they do it.
Does that wreck your head a bit, all the talking?
Yes.
Dara, come in here to me. You also are a mentor here. How have you been enjoying the experience?
I'm absolutely amazed that from the very start of it, when they came out first, most of them couldn't kick a ball, most of them couldn't solo a ball, couldn't hand pass, had no idea. And unknowns to themselves, and this is like for themselves, that how far they've actually come in the last 3 years. Like at the end of every training session now, we have a full match, and to actually stand, we ref the matches and actually stand and watch them, it's like a proper game of Gaelic football, and they wouldn't even know that now, that how far they've actually come. So it's great.
Go on, Joanne. Next person up is Nana Mags. Nana meaning granny.
Yes.
Mags, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You would have been involved in the GA with your kids and that?
Yes, I have four boys and all of them played for Whitehall. And I decided when I heard about it, the gaffer asked to join to find out how they actually played it. Because I used to be on the sideline screaming and shouting, but didn't know what I was shouting for.
Yeah.
All your lads go out training and they have their separate nights. They meet up with their friends. And for me, my training, I have my special night that I go out training, and I have my football boots that are my own. And
do they clean them for you?
No, mine are very posh. Mine clean themselves. And it's just great for your head, for your body, just to get out and to do your bit of keep fit. And it's just like one big happy family, really, we are at the minute. So it's wonderful. I love it. Love it.
Everybody okay? No injuries?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was a very good night. Okay, did everybody do their warm down? They did, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Look, just safe home and we'll see you all next week. Well done. Okay.
Bye. Does the manager get expenses or does he get a full salary or what way does it work?
I'd say now they might be paying him now. Maybe late. And by the way, if any ladies are out there or women and they want to get involved, where's all the information, Derek? It is on our own website.
That's where it should be. RTE.ie/Mooney